This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
No way.
And now, beginning here, I listen to my favorite podcast, Riley and Jeffrey James. These cool podcasts from the HeadGum Network. I have a belly full of licorice I found on the highway, and more, much more than this, I ate a tire. Review, I've heard a few, but then again, too few to be shy. I wore all black clothing, but still I could not get into Bergheim. I planned your parents' divorce. I hid my tracks all along my way, but more, much more than this, I did it, Marty. Yes, there were times we were almost sued, when I just wanted to fuck you. But through it all, when there were jorts, I put them on my wagon of sorts.
This is amazing.
I played them all, but they got the gall. Review, review.
Who did that?
That was from Andrew. He didn't give us his full name, so I won't say it. But that's from Andrew. So shout out Andrew. He says, "Hi Ryland A and Dan from 128 Days," which I think is a Jeffrey the Dumbass reference. "I made something that puts the sin in Sinatra, and if you wanted to play it for your little radio show, I think that would be pretty bad but cool in a way for me."
That was otherworldly. It took me to a place where I forgot my own name. If it made me forget why I'm here.
Yeah.
I ate a tire.
But this, much more than this, I ate a tire.
Also, that incredible, just angelic voice you heard. We have such a special guest on the pod today.
No one's ever said that before, but
oh my God. Jeff just showed a photo that Andrew sent
just
in an email.
Right before we move on, Andrew did Photoshop my face onto Frank Sinatra's
face.
And
not even Photoshopped. It's just like a photo of Jeff
superimposed,
clipped on to Frank Sinatra. We have an incredible guest.
I hate to interrupt. The picture of Jeff is black and white.
Yes.
And the picture of Sinatra is color. Which
That is true. That is true.
And that is some.
In case anybody didn't see, just wanted to remind you.
We'll Instagram
this incredible angelic voice, a dear friend, a fucking chef, a baker, a vlogger, an incredible person. I'm so happy Bobby Flay is on the podcast. Oh my God, Robert.
Hey, everybody. I don't know how Bobby Flay sounds.
Not at all what he sounds like.
Try to be
He's not from New York.
Nobody will.
Irene Walton is here. Hi, Meanie.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me. This is such an honor. I listen to this podcast all the time. Okay, so I guess.
I was gonna say that you've adopted Chine even more so than we have.
We don't even use Chine. Yeah,
I think Chine is the funniest thing in the world. Now, here's why. It brings me so much joy to show you guys people saying Chine, even though I know you're like, we know you say it. Like, it's very
I know what you mean. I love, because it's like, I love seeing you. One, I love seeing you use it. It just makes me so happy. But two, I love like you sharing it with people who have no context for what it is, other than you just explaining it's cheese and fine, and then being like, okay.
Well, also, Michael still says it, and like you guys have seen Michael, and you've seen him in videos and stuff, and like my boyfriend, he's very like aggressive and like kind of obnoxious. But he's very smart, so he, like, speaks very, very eloquently. But we'll leave a restaurant, and he's like, honestly, like, it was just Chine at best. And
he says it in such an intense way.
To leave, like, a $300 dinner, and Chine. He's like, Chine. And I'm like, you don't get it, but you really commit, and I love that.
But also, he absolutely gets it.
The sprouts are Chine at best. I don't know. Like, what did you think about the dinner?
I thought it was a... It was a 2-star Michelin restaurant. I thought it was like kind of the most inventive meal I've ever had in my life.
No,
but yeah, I guess
French
it was
laundry.
Cheese and fine.
It was Chine.
Sure.
Do you want to plug your stuff up top? Your Patreon, patreon.com/Irene Walton.
What? Oh my God. I guess I don't have to kitchen. Now. Thank you.
Right. So let her do it, right? You asked if she wanted to plug it, and then you proceeded to plug
Irene
all of her stuff.
Walton on Instagram. Yep. Is that your handle?
Nope.
Yeah.
But it could be. If somebody gave it the fuck up.
What anyway. Is it then?
Homemade Dude, by Irene.
It's homemade by Irene. I knew that. On Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I don't put too much effort into TikTok.
I spend
all of my time on TikTok trying to get John Mayer to notice me.
I see your comments. Okay, so here's the thing about Irene, and this is what I love about having her on, is that she's also, A, she's a watch nerd, and B, she's a John Mayer stan through the lens of watches and music, such as myself. What I'll do is I'll be on TikTok scrolling, and he'll post a TikTok that's either funny or not. And the first comment always...
It's either funny or die. So he'll just kind of post like a video of Will Ferrell from 2005.
He's never done that. He posts musical
serious.
Comedy.
Sorry,
and,
he's actually never done that.
That's not something Mayer would do. And if you think that, you don't know Mayer. But what basically every first comment on his thing, it's my humidifier. There was like a plume of vapor, but looked like
vaping, dude.
Jeff has like a dry ice cauldron.
I have a dry eye cauldron, and it's my eye sockets
all the time.
Yeah.
If we turn the lights off, it would just be a hue of orange and black.
Every first comment on a John Mayer TikTok, at least on my For You page, is Irene saying, "Ha, that's funny, but show us your watches."
He won't do it. And I've made, like, I've duetted him, and I've made videos specifically for him. And my goal in life is to run into him somewhere in LA and be like, oh my God, weren't you on Talking Watches? And that's all I want.
Yeah.
Because
you know his address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know his address.
Well, Why would I try to, like,
it's
tell
double gated,
that?
But has that ever stopped us in the past?
Unfortunately not.
Anything else to plug or mention?
Yeah,
up
just
top?
My YouTube channel is also just Irene Walton. That's actually the only thing that's Irene Walton, so never mind that one. Yeah, I have a little cooking series on there, a cooking show on there called Dead Dad's Kitchen. So if you guys want to check that out, that's where I make recipes that my dead dad used to make, and I share them with my friends.
And it's brilliant, and Irene is just... Just go fucking watch it. I don't even know what to tell you.
A good
She's
in,
just so
in is that Riley and I did an episode.
We made deviled eggs.
Did an episode that's still like one of, which is so like self-serving to say, but is still one of my comfort videos to watch to make me laugh because you guys are
nice.
So fucking funny in it.
It was such a fun video. I remember going home afterwards and feeling ill, not because of the time spent, but because of the eggs consumed.
Yeah. There was a lot of bacon grease in those. I think
it was a lot of
now
bacon
that we're
grease.
About a year and a half out, I think I fudged the recipe a bit.
I think the recipe, even if executed perfectly, is fudged.
We should have just made fudge.
Yeah, of course. You also sprung it on us. We showed it up. We showed up day of, and you're like, "Oh, we're making devil eggs."
What? No.
So well, because they were like Halloween themed.
Devil eggs? No, they were alien eggs.
Alien deviled eggs.
Oh
yeah.
Yes. So my
devil.
One
eggs.
Of my favorite moments on anything I've ever done is, or no, Jeff says, I don't know if it's a good time to mention this, but I don't like deviled eggs. And then Riley goes, I don't either. And I say, I don't either. I thought that somebody would have had to, right?
No. All three of us in a video that you decided to make of deviled eggs, none of us wanted to eat it. But we're like, well, we're here and they're eggs.
And there, it was also a very messy project, which I also didn't inform you on. And I was like, you don't want to cover your hands in black food dye? Like, what's the issue?
It was so potent dye.
It was perfect.
Also had Billy Scafuri on, John Gabris on. So a lot of familiar faces. Everybody go check that out.
You'll love it.
I can't wait to like have people back on. Jeff also has his own episode, which is like climbing up in the ranks. And so, Riley, we got to have you on and beat it.
I am ready.
And well, not beat it, just to like match it or be worse.
Because
I'm fine with being equal. There's no fucking way. Really?
I can't wait.
I can wait for that.
Baby's first Millie. But listen, we're not. Well, I was gonna say we're not here to talk about cooking, but we absolutely are because Irene has brought us a topic near and dear. It's the Sur-la-table. So that was actually
was that?
A cover of Circle of Life by Elton John for the film The Lion King, but instead of Circle of Life, it said Sur la Table because the episode today is Sur la Table.
Right.
Not only
so
did
just
you
the
say
sir.
It, you crushed it. So
thank you so much.
Bravo.
Irene, tell us about experiences. Why Sur la Table?
You know, we grew up lower middle class. So we didn't have a ton of money to like spend on frivolous things. It was like we had food on the table, we had a roof over our head, that's what mattered.
Food Sur la Table.
We also had 18 Le Creuset cauldrons, which seemed frivolous at the time. My mom and I used to go to Williams-Sonoma every Saturday. I know that's not what we're talking about. I didn't get it confused. My mom and I used to go to Williams-Sonoma every Saturday because they had these like little cooking demonstrations, not cooking classes. And so we would like get a little sample and then just like walk around Williams-Sonoma and it's this beautiful store, whatever. And it wasn't until I started my own kind of like culinary journey that I realized that, so, okay.
I'm here. I'm with it.
I realized that there was an even like higher level than Williams-Sonoma because to me, back when I was like 11, 12, 13, when my mom and I would go to these things, I saw a spatula that was like $20 and I was like, who could ever? Like, that's so beyond my purview of like what I think things cost and like correctly so. And then when I found Sur la Table and I was like, it's $50 for a spatula here. That became like the thing. Like, oh my God, like one day I'll go on a shopping spree in Sur la Table and da da da. And here's the real story. I would go into them all the time. They're so beautiful. They've got cooking classes going on, so it smells good. People are usually very knowledgeable. And like, when we dive into these reviews, we may hear the opposite. So I got this gift card when I worked at this bakery in Los Angeles that started in New York called Milk Bar. And I was teaching baking classes there. I did invite you both to come. You were both busy, which is fine.
I wish I could have gone.
I wasn't busy. I just didn't want to do a class.
Oh, okay. So
I was busy and I wanted to go. Jeff wasn't busy and could not have given less of a shit.
I was at this baking and I was like putting in fucking work at this job, dude. Like, I was not senior enough to have gotten the position I got, but like I made it happen. Like, I don't love to like pat myself on the back, but like I shouldn't have gotten that position.
Yeah.
But I did because I was like, I could fucking do this better than anybody. And I didn't, I got close. and so I got, they were like, hey, it's been a year. We're so proud of you. We want to give you a little gift, a little anniversary present. And I was like, oh my God. Like, A, I wasn't expecting that at all. And then when I saw what it was, I was like, holy shit, you guys didn't have to do this. And it was a Sur La Table gift card.
Oh
yeah, bud. And this,
holy shit,
is gonna be my first Sur La Table purchase. And I was like, cool. Oh my God. And so it didn't say how much was on it. And I am, again, grew up like not very well off. So like I never expect a lot on there. But this is like a very big corporation, you know, like they're doing well. I personally brought in like a ton of people to take this class. So I thought it was gonna be like, I thought that it would be $75. And I was like, I'm going to get a nice little thing, whatever. It was not that.
25 or?
Can I be right back?
$15.
I
want to
show you what I got.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope it is like $10.
Yeah, it's like, it's $10.25, meaning it's definitely used.
They couldn't find something that would cost $10. So they're just like, I'm not going to use it.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't know if I can lift this with one arm. Am I right?
I don't know, man.
I think it's going to be small as shit. That's a mug. That is a coffee mug. What? How much did you? $20?
A mug with a little bunny on it. And it's a really cute mug, but it looks like something I could have gotten at like a thrift store for 90 cents.
I would have preferred to get it at a thrift store because I would have been like, oh, I bet this was like a grandma.
Yeah. So there's no story behind it. $18.95.
So cute.
Exactly right. I got...
You throw it out the fucking window.
I've been saving it the whole time for this moment, praying that you chose Sur La Table out of all the things.
Irene set it on her windowsill, but like it's behind a curtain, so it did look like she just tossed it out.
It looks like it's just gone.
Yeah. So how much was the gift card?
Of course, $20.
Got it. That's unbelievable. Milk Bar has so much money.
Milk Bar has so much money, but also then get me something I can use $20 at. Like...
Give me a Target
gift card with $20 and I would have been like, wow, I get to like buy detergent. So this fucking gift card was burning a hole in my pocket for a year because COVID.
God.
And you got a mug. The whole time you didn't know how much cash was on it. Expectation building exponentially.
And a mug.
Again, you're totally right, Jeff. I still don't know how much is on it. I take my like little sister babysitter person. She's not my babysitter. I was her babysitter, and now we're like family friends.
Yeah. Okay.
So I took my babysitter to.
Or I should say, my babysitter took me.
She really wants to go to Brandy Melville, and the closest one is in Thousand Oaks. And we pull up, and there's a Sur La Table, and I was like, oh my God, like this. Literally, I was like, this
we're
is
going.
My moment. So I take her to her stupid store, and then I'm like, bitch, we're going to Sur La Table. And she's like, I don't want to. And I was like, tough shit, I drove.
I don't want
nice.
To.
So we pull it, we walk in, and I like run to the counter. I'm like, I want to see how much is on this gift card, just so I can like sort of budget out my trip.
Oh, God.
And she's like, okay, And then she goes, oh. And so I said, oh. And she said, you got about $20 on there. And I said, what's up? And she said, 20. And I said, okay, stellar. Now, I don't want...
20, 100?
20, sorry, three zeros,
20
two zeros?
Zeros
one zero. One
one?
Zero. Okay.
No, 20.00.
No, I don't want your, I don't want the reviewers. Is that what they're called, the reviewers?
The podcasts.
Podcats.
cute.
And I forget why we named him that. Was it because of Cats, the musical?
I think it was because of Cool Cat. Because of Jazz Cats.
Irene's one of those cooking cats. She's one of those big cats.
Irene's definitely a cooking cat.
So I don't want the podcasts to think I'm ungrateful. I really appreciated it. It was a very sweet gesture. But you can't get anything at Sur La Table for $20.
It's also not from a friend. It's from a literal corporation.
Yeah.
You can be ungrateful.
Know the context. It's like $20 could go a long way in some places.
Exactly.
And nowhere.
Give me $20 in quarters. Like, I'll do my laundry. So whatever. So I was like, okay, $20. I find like a cute little mug, never cared. And not once, not twice, but three times, three different employees during our trip, during my 12 minutes in this store that I've idolized for 10 years.
Yep.
Different employees came up to both her and I, and they were like, have you seen this glittery maple syrup? And I was like,
I'm sorry.
What's that?
I said, the first time I was like, oh no, like it's cute. It's maple syrup. It's maple syrup with glitter in it, of course.
Of course. I'm sorry.
And so I was like, cool, above my budget. It was $22, so I didn't even have a shot in hell.
You couldn't even buy the glitter
just
syrup.
Just out of reach.
Somebody else came, they said, did you see the glitter maple syrup? I said, oh yeah, actually, yeah. Like, she just showed it to me. And as we're leaving, the lady checking us out goes, wait, did you happen to see the glitter maple syrup?
I saw the syrup.
I saw, it's
I can't
glitter.
Afford the syrup.
I was like, oh.
I only have 20. Give me the mug. I can't afford anything else with the mug right now.
This was just fresh in my mind when we were talking about where to do it. So I was like, Sur La Table's an option. Anyway, 18 minutes, story short. That's why I wanted to do Sur La Table.
No,
that's hilarious.
I am thrilled. Jeff, any Sur La Table experience?
I did a cooking class and we made a pie on the day.
What kind
really?
Of pie?
At Sur La Table?
This would have been a cherry peach tort, if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves me correct.
Stop grasping your chin hairs as
no,
you say
I'm like,
that.
I'm just
like,
twisting
stop
them.
Stop twiddling with them. They're too short to twist.
And I'm wondering.
But they're just long enough to grab.
Exactly right.
Terrible way.
Was this in Shiggy Falls or was this out
this
here?
Would have been Florida. This would have been the Fort Lauderdale greater area.
So it was. Not Why? Would have been because it was.
This would have been 2015, I believe.
Wait, why were you in Florida?
Who are you right now?
We used to vacation in Naples, Florida. It was sort of where Clevelanders would go, Gulf Coast in a way.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
High school sweetheart joined us that trip, and we did a cooking
What's
class
her name?
On the
full name.
Her name is, and we burnt a pie, and that was at the time
slid that in there.
We burnt an apple
in a supervised
what's that
supervised baking class.
Supervised baking class, but the coach, if you want to call them that, did not really care about our asses. We burnt an apple pie because she was the apple of my eye. And at a certain point, the crust became too much, and it began to rust into dust. I did not have the pie that day. I look at Sur La Table with a certain fondness.
Eh?
Yeah, land that plane if you're going to rhyme the whole thing.
It doesn't have to rhyme. You taught me that.
I know. I was just going to say it doesn't have to. I've never been to Sur La Table. I've never been. I would love to go to a Sur La Table. I'd be interested in browsing, mm-hmm. imagining what my life would be if I could put syrup with stars in it on my waffles.
Why is that good to have? Like, I feel like I would just be off-put if someone
it's
gave
not,
me a
I
plate of waffles
want.
And there was glitter. Like, it just looks like I can't eat it.
The thing is it was very pretty in the bottle, but like on
I wouldn't want to eat it.
On the day on the waffle, I could imagine it being just
awful.
Looking like dust.
On the day slash waffle, I could see it tasting awful.
Should we take a little break and then
let's take a little break and get into these reviews, Marty.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like,
oh, don't worry, like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like, yes. your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Who wants to to start us off?
I'm usually a volunteer.
Go for it.
All right.
Okay. Let's see what fucking Walton brings to the Sir La Table.
I'm so sorry about her eyes. She's never been like this. It's like
Riley, I love okay. that.
It's like when you're trying to hire a babysitter and your kid like acts up as soon as the babysitter shows up on the day, and you're like, he's never like this. Yeah.
Patricia K. Do we have a last name for K?
Patricia Carquette.
Nice.
Irene just fucking glared at me for that.
Patricia Carquette, 1 year ago, from the Sur La Table in, this was the Grove one. I purchased a $179.99 coffee pot. And when I was unpacking it, I broke the carafe. I went online and couldn't find a replacement. I went to Amazon and couldn't find one either. I finally called the small appliance company and was told that they no longer make the coffee pot. Seriously, why would this company be selling outdated appliances?
Not the issue. Not the issue at all.
The sheer, like, gall to be like, I broke it and it's your fault.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it.
It makes me think of, like, after, like, a breakup or something, and it's like you just want your friends to, like, be on your side, and, like, doesn't matter what happens, it's just like you know you want
you
your buds to be like, yeah.
In
like,
yeah, it's like, you're in the wrong way. Though.
And at the it's like and Jason, we ended things last night. And like,
well,
I
you
honestly
cheated on him.
Like, I couldn't. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I slept with his brother.
Did you finally tell him, or did he find out?
Oh,
or?
I was looking through his phone when he came in to see if he had found out, to see if he was texting people or planning on breaking up with me. And then he came in and he's like, "What are you doing on my phone?" And I was like, "Oh, I was just." And then because I wanted to distract from looking on his phone, I told him that I slept with Peter. And so then he got really mad. And then so he dumped me. It's like, wasn't that so fucked up? Like, he didn't even like give me. He didn't even give it a chance.
I mean, girl, like, we've been best friends for what? 12 years? Like,
12 yeah. years, Stassi.
Like, was he like a dick? Was he like, did he like yell at you when you told him you were on his phone and like that's why he was an asshole? Yeah, or?
He did something even worse in that he took the high road. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Jenny, you haven't said a fucking word. Can you believe that he took the high road?
I don't want to speak for Dossie. I don't know if either of us are on your side though, is the thing. Like, you cheated on him and you snooped on his phone.
And you
which
said
is
Peter, right?
Logically like flawed.
His brother.
His brother Peter. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so invasive because that's like messing up family.
You dated Peter for a while, right?
Yeah. So it's also like a fucking affront to me as a friend. So not only did you cheat on your boyfriend, but you also fucked my ex, which is kind of off limits in a way if you were really
Sorry,
my friend.
What's happening? I thought I invited you guys over tonight to be in support of me.
You didn't tell us what happened
really
until we got
time.
Here.
No, let yeah. me fucking talk, Jenny.
You've only been talking.
I said, hey, ladies, come on over for a natural wine night. And
That's
I might
all you
have
said.
A
That's
natural
all you said.
Wine, W-H-I-N-E, okay? I need to have a wine. And now I'm not having a good time because you two are supposed to be my ladies, my sisters.
Girl, we are. And now, we're well, just like okay, trying to like figure out like who's like actually in the wrong here.
I'm seeing some legal paperwork on your desk. You're drafting up a lawsuit against this guy.
Well,
what the
yeah.
hell is that? What, you're suing him for emotional distress?
I am distressed and I'm emotional. So yeah, I think I'm going to sue him for emotional distress.
Flipping
Jenny,
through
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, restraining order. What do you need to be restrained from him for? You said that he talked to you softly. You cheated on him. Oh, yeah.
He killed me with kindness.
You said he's moving out of the apartment that he pays for? Right?
You guys are fully understanding. Understanding it in the way that
no,
he
not.
Is letting me keep everything, and that's what's so fucked up. He's yeah. taking the high road. He's like, you take whatever you want, you get whatever help you need, you take the dog, you take the apartment, take $500,000 just for fun because
he
can afford
$1 million.
He gave me $500,000,
and can he afford that? Or is that going to really put a stress on him?
It's going to put a stress on him. It's really going to put him in the hole.
I'm thinking about, the more you think about it, the more wrong everything becomes. I don't know how you're having the inverse reaction.
I'm
so just to recap, you cheated on Alex,
Jason.
Right?
Jason.
You cheated on Jason.
Jason Alex. Jason Alexander. Yeah.
So
yeah, I did.
You cheated on Jason. Alexander. You with his brother
Alexander. With Peter Alexander.
You're also named. You're also a name dropper. I'm trying to avoid yeah. the fact that you did cheat on one of the stars of the most successful sitcom in Hollywood history. Mm-hmm. You cheated on Jason Alexander with his brother Peter Alexander, who's mm-hmm. also your best friend, me, Jenny's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
You are suing him for emotional distress.
Yes.
Accepted his offer of $500,000, which I guess is the last of his residual money.
Yes.
And now you invited us over here to wine over wine. And
to give
mad.
Me support. Because
no,
it's
to
like
give you
I know
guidance is what you should have asked for. Because we're not just gonna blindly give you support. Everything you've done has been a psycho emotional spiritual offense on all of your loved ones, and it almost feels like self sabotaging. I'm wondering if there's something else going on in your life that has led to all of this.
Jenny, actually, can I like pull you into the bedroom really quick? Can
yeah.
You, do you like
what?
Have a second? Close the door. What the fuck is wrong with you, you fucking little coward ass traitor? Little fucking what? Chicken
Are you
shit.
Are you kidding me?
Bitch, what is wrong with you?
I just said everything you said back to you, and now you're mad at
but
me?
No, you're twisting it. You make it seem like it's my fault.
I'm trying to generate some kind of sympathy for you. Like, if there's something else going on, just tell me, and then I'll have some kind. Then I'll be on your side. But if you did this for no reason, I'm not on your side. What are you crying about? Are you crying because there's something else? Or are you crying because I'm not giving you sympathy?
I'm crying because you're not giving me sympathy.
All right, I'm gone. I'm gone. You're just a bad person, and that's it.
I broke the carafe.
What?
I was unboxing a coffee pot a couple weeks ago, and I broke it, and they didn't have any replacements, so I fucked Peter for all I was worth, and then I left Jason, or rather Jason left me for all he was worth, and so I got the 500K, I got the dog, I got the Santa Monica townhouse, but I don't have the carafe for the support of my gal pals. Well, I have Stassi, but I don't have you. Oh God!
So you broke glass and then hearts.
Get out!
All right, I am.
Hey, girl. Do you think I can make a quick cup of coffee?
No. Jeffrey, do you have a review?
I do. This is one star okay. at the Americana. So not
oh,
quite
fuck.
The Grove.
It's
one star from
Grove.
Jane J.
It's
one star from who?
Jane J.
Jane Jane.
Jane Jane. Jane Jane.
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 Wait, Jay and Jane?
It's,
Jay
yeah, yeah,
and
not
Jane.
To be confused with Jay Gang Gang. It's actually Jane Jane.
Jay and Jane are true
oh my
names
God.
Of my aunt and uncle. I'm just saying that's very real. My Aunt Jay and Uncle Jay. Sorry, my Aunt Jane and Uncle
are
Jay.
They married? That's
yes, they're married.
This is so many j sounds. It's gonna be a nightmare to listen to. I'm
when
not
I go
cutting
visit
any
family,
of it out.
It's Aunt Jane
and
Uncle Jay.
Jane. And
well,
did they
I
get
thought
Jane
that maybe
Jane?
There was like an Aunt Jane on one side and an Uncle Jay on another.
I don't think
or
so. We got do, we got my aunt and uncle Jay and Jane.
Do Jay and Jane ever wear Jays on their feet?
Oh, like the shoe.
Like the Jordan.
Do they
no,
have
they
any
don't.
Pet Blue Jays?
Yeah. Do Jay and Jay have any pet Jays?
Yeah, they have pet Jays and they wear Jays and Jays, they smoke
yeah.
Jays.
That's
all.
Really cool, actually. One star. Great location, but rude representative. Literally a pretty woman moment. Did I look like I shouldn't be in that store? Did I look like I can't afford a coffee machine? I don't understand why this woman working there, brunette with glasses, by the way, was just so absolutely rude and unhelpful. Good grief, it's only Sur La Table. Don't be a jerk. I love to think that she's, like, blaming it all on her appearance, but she's actually being, like, a fucking maniac. Excuse me! Hey, what's the price on these, this food processor?
Yes, sir. Hello. Thank you. Hi.
Yeah?
I'm Tina. I'm the, one of the clerks here. No, I don't think so. It's Tina Stevenson.
Oh.
I love her music, though. No, you know what? I'm going to ask you to keep it down.
Me
just,
too.
We have a cooking. Ha, yeah. We have a cooking class going on a little bit down the hall. And so we want them to be able to hear the instructor.
Oh, hey, I get it. I get
yeah.
it. I can be super quiet if I get a discount.
We don't need to whisper. We
can
talk
be super
normally.
Quiet if I get a discount.
No.
Otherwise, I can't
no,
confirm or
sorry.
Deny how loud I'm going to be.
Excuse me. If we can talk at normal voice. We can talk at speaking volume. Sorry, you wanted to know about the coffee
Tina?
Machines?
Tina, is everything going okay
yes.
over here?
Yeah.
Oh,
Laura,
are you the manager?
You so yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Sandra.
Hi. I just wanted to make sure everything was fine. What'd you say?
I just want to make sure everything was fine. You got one of our best employees helping you out, so I just wanted to double check that everything was okay. Okay.
Oh, I got the best employee. I got the highest ranked employee. I'm starting to feel like a VI person. Listen,
yeah, Cassandra, we got a code blue. We got a code blue over here. I just want to let you know.
I lean on a shelf. Listen, like really casually, but it all falls like dominoes. Listen, I was wondering. Oh no!
Oh my god!
I'm so sorry. It's kind of like a break it, you buy it situation. I can only assume, although.
It very much is the policy in this store. You did just knock over quite a few stub pans, and a lot of them broke. They are ceramic.
I thought those were durable. I thought that was the whole stub guarantee.
Not from 30 feet, so. All the top shelfers.
I'll buy it. This is broken merchandise, though, so I'm wondering if there's a discount.
No, you know what? Sorry, Cassandra. He's been asking for discounts all afternoon. Sir, there's not going to be any discounts for what you broke in our store, so either you're going to have to buy it all right now.
My neck. What? Oh, I think that the shelf hit my neck.
The shelf fell the other way. You're just rubbing your neck very hard.
You don't know what I'm feeling. I think that's a lawsuit. I think it might be a lawsuit unless there's some kind of discount.
I don't think there's a lawsuit. I think we're going to have to ask you to leave. I'm sorry. I'm just going to make the call, sir. I think we're going to have to ask you to go.
I see what's happening here.
I'm glad.
I know exactly what's happening
here. I'm glad.
You guys think I can't afford anything in here and that I'm ugly based on the clothes I'm wearing. I see. You know what? I'm going to pretty women you guys' asses.
Sir, I can guarantee you that is absolutely not the case. I am
half
so
true. I know you can't afford anything here because you've been asking for discounts since the moment you stepped foot in the store.
Hey, respect the rank. Your
sir,
manager's
Tina,
speaking.
Tina is correct. I'm going to have to just, she's been handling this absolutely beautifully. I will have to ask
Thanks,
you to
boss.
Leave.
All right.
Sorry, you said you were going to pretty woman us?
I'll be back in a week. Cut to a week later. He's like barely dressed up. Like it's what
we
he
thinks. We finally put the last piece of merchandise back up.
We see that he's like dressed up, but it clearly looks like it's his idea of what looking nice is. So his hair is gelled and he just looks like a giant toddler who went dressed up for Easter. Argyle everything.
Thank you so much for coming in early today. You did not
have
to do that.
Absolutely. No. Like,
I want you to know, you've really been shining this past week. I can't, like, that customer
thank you.
Was...
Excuse me.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
New
Hi.
Customer here. You've never seen me before. I'm wondering if I could buy the whole lot.
The whole lot of what, sir?
Everything in the store.
If, you want to buy the entire store?
Yeah, and if you start ringing it up, I'll know that it worked.
Sorry.
Because that means you think I can't afford it all.
Sir, that was out loud. I don't know if that was meant to be out loud, but you said that out loud.
What's
and
that?
We it's no secret to us that you are indeed the very person who knocked over all of these ceramic pans.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that person sounds like he's moved on and doesn't owe you anything.
I turn on the vacuum and almost like a cartoon, it like rips the suit off and underneath are the same clothes that you wore.
Oh, damn time. It!
All right, sir, we're obviously going to have to ask you to go.
I know.
Okay, so go. You're standing in the same spot.
It's almost like I won the lottery for no reason off that scratch-off.
What?
No, it's like I have... It's weird because I have the money, and now I'm like, you're kicking me out, and you're clearly giving up on... Me buying everything.
I see you're
in the
holding
store.
A gift card for our store. Maybe we could ring it up, see how much is on there.
No, I mean, I'm going. You wanted me to leave, so
no,
I'm
no,
out.
Sir,
I mean,
no, well, yeah, if somebody gave you a gift card, that's perfectly legal tender. If you would like to get something from the store, we would be more than happy to show you around. And maybe we could just, Tina, do you want to just check that?
Check yeah, you know, I wonder if you know, if you won the lottery then and you're so intent on buying the lot of the store, then you probably would have transferred your earnings to this gift card, right?
Well, why don't you ring it up, I guess, if you're so obsessed with this gift card and find out.
You know what? I'm not obsessed with the gift card. You're obsessed with here, we want to make sales, I run off commission. So I am going to ring it up, but not because I'm obsessed with you. Sorry, I feel like I just had to say that.
She rings it up. A thing pops up on the screen that's supposed to give a dollar value, but it's the dollar sign, and then in place of a number, it just says, you've been had.
Tina, what are we looking at? Tina, what are we looking at?
We're looking at he got us. We're looking at he got us, Cassandra.
And I hope you've learned a very valuable lesson in not judging a book by its cover.
You still can't afford it.
You wrote $1,000 worth of merchandise.
What were we supposed to learn? We were absolutely right not to trust you.
You were then mean after.
We learned to trust our instincts like we have been doing.
I see. That actually makes way more sense. I don't think I did this right. I'm going to go do this the same thing to William Sonoma.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, please do.
Love that.
All right, should we do our last segment?
Yeah!
This should be all week long! Irene, what's been shaking you? A piece of media, a hobby, something you read, anything, the floor is yours, go.
I wish this was earthquake week. Then I would have been able to say a goof.
Earthquake week?
I wish this was earthquake week.
Is that like Shark Week, but for like moving tectonic plates?
It aired for 1 week in 2008 and it never caught on.
Leandro, a 4 magnitude because anything above it is scary. I've been really loving... I've been really loving the podcast Stuff You Should Know. And like for the longest time... In quarantine, I kind of stopped listening to podcasts just because my commute stopped. Like, I stopped driving so many places all the time. And I usually like to listen to them on my drive. But now I've been listening to... Well, here's what happened. I used to really like watching TV while I cooked, like just having The Simpsons on in the background or something. Yeah. But my boyfriend mounted our TV so it can't turn to me anymore.
Perfect.
Which is a great problem to have.
No, so it's not.
So I started listening to podcasts again, and I've been listening to Stuff You Should Know again, and I've been loving it.
That's wonderful.
What's something that it's taught you recently that's kind of like also been
shaking you?
What's something
that now you know?
Yeah.
I learned today that there are people called palindromists who like come up with the best palindromes, and that's very near and dear to Lil Rini's heart because my middle name is Hannah.
Oh,
and so they get paid to come up with palindromes?
I don't know if they get paid. I think it's sort of like a hobby vibe, like people who like love crosswords.
Right.
And so like there were a bunch of fun ones, which now, of course, I'm forgetting. But it's like, tons of UFO snot is a palindrome.
Oh, my God.
And so like Weird Al Yankovic is a palindromist.
That makes sense.
Everybody who you would think is.
Yeah.
So
it can even be phrases.
Yeah. Well, and some people think that like numbers are a palindrome, like 11-11, and it's like, yeah, I guess. But like anybody can.
That's
write
not as
a
fun.
Number.
You can.
No, that's actually really cool. So what about 12,323? 21. Fuck.
Not right. What about 64?
Wait, go with me for a second. What about fucking the?
Wait, I think my name's a palindrome, too. There are two.
You don't know.
You don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
What about you? What shook you guys?
What's been shaking me is that Dogecoin money.
What's it at?
You want to crunch the numbers live right now? I made $800 overnight last year.
Are you serious?
Night. Yeah, because
huge,
I... okay, 700 now. It dropped by... a cent. But basically I bought in January, and so I have like a couple thousand Doge coins or whatever. And
this is insane.
I've made a lot of money in the past
good
24
for you,
hours
babe.
Doing nothing. Yeah.
That's crazy. To the moon.
Doge to the moon. And if you're listening to this, now's the time to get in. I think it's only up from here. It might take little dips here and there because, like, a week ago I was down $200. Now I'm up $800, or $700 now. But
that's wild.
It's the next coin. I think for sure.
I don't understand any kind of cryptocurrency at all.
It's nothing.
I don't get it.
There's like no layer to get beyond what you already know, surface level. It's just
Michael's
a dumb digital
so
coin.
So good with it. And he'll be like, he's like, I lost a lot of money yesterday. I'm like, why? He's like, I tried to buy in a dip. And I was like, isn't that when you're supposed to buy? And he's like, well, you buy in the dip, but then it goes up and you buy again, but you let it go. And I was like,
what?
It's fucking
wild, that's
dude.
Too much.
I have no comprehension of it.
That happened to me earlier today. I sold because it dipped a little bit, and then I bought immediately afterwards, and I got 500 more coins for at a gain of $5.
Congrats, by the way, Jeffrey Doge to the moon.
thank you.
Next week, Jeff and I are going to record together in person for the first time since March 2020.
Because we're both fully vaccinated.
We're both two weeks past our second dose. And so it's like, I got to hug my nephew today. Like that, oh. It's crazy. And yeah. So I am so excited.
It'll be interesting to see the dynamic in person again, because I haven't done a podcast with anybody.
Yeah.
I haven't performed with anybody in person other than like doing bits with George.
Are y'all
and our live show is next week.
The studio?
No. We're going to do it at my house.
That's a good preemptive what shook me.
Yeah. Irene, thank you so much for coming on. We've wanted to have you on forever. And so yeah.
I wanted to be
such
on
a treat.
Forever. So thank you guys so much for having me. It's truly such an honor. I look up to you guys so much. I am like, it's so...
We'll have you on when we open the new... Not we. When HeadGum opens the new studio and we'll do it in person.
Fun.
Another episode.
Any plugs, anything coming up, anything you want to share?
Dogecoin.
Just buy my Dogecoin, buy my NEC, whatever those are called.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next frontier is NFT and frontier
NFT.
Yeah.
No, just all the same stuff. Homemade by Irene on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If that's something. And then my YouTube channel is Irene Walton. And if you fall in love with me on any of those, you can check my Patreon out, which is Patreon.
Which you will. Fantastic. Oh,
hell yeah.
Tomorrow, Review Live, our
Wednesday.
First live show, Wednesday,
April 21st,
6 p.m. Pacific. Get your ticks.
Are you guys so excited?
We are.
I'm so excited.
We
so
have a tech
tomorrow.
Run through after this.
Cannot
I'm like so
wait.
Excited.
Get your tickets. It's gonna be a good time. And if you miss tomorrow's show, if you can't make it tomorrow, it will be available to watch through Sunday night. So get your tickets for that. HeadGum.com/live, and they have a link there. And there's only two more chances to catch Into the Mist. We are having
Irene,
such a ball with it. You guys gotta come
for the last show.
I can't.
What do you say?
I want to so bad. I'll miss my Shabbat service.
So go to intothemist.net/tickets for our last two Into the Mist shows. We've just had such a fun time. It's been amazing having review listeners come to the show and like hang with us, and that's just been like such a treat. So yeah. You can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find our show on Instagram at Review, and on Twitter at Review Show, and Reddit r/ReviewReview.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. Should we thank some VI podcasts?
Yeah.
Thank you to a real diva coach, Hut Hut High.
Aaron Carrico.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Well Scarn.
A co.
Alex Witt.
Alton Burkholder.
Alvar Wasser Lindell.
Anna Liv.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bagadoo, it's a joke about me being a shitbag.
Bob, currently holding a VHS copy of Austin Powers, this spider shagged me up to my webcam. Beautiful.
God. Brad Hild.
Bregdeg Megs.
Brian Dodd.
Brownlee's Druthers.
Chuck.
Cameron Bradley.
Chasten Bales.
Christian Basketball.
Connor Finnegan.
Curbature.
Damien the Crustacean Kirk.
Daniel Bonnie.
Daniel Double Stuff Clough.
Douglas, a new patron.
New patron alert. Eric Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Felicity Britton.
Fionuts Davis Esquire.
Greg Berg.
Hallie.
Holly.
Isaac Puff.
Jake the Snake Radiff.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jimmy Songlaugh.
John Phelps.
Jonah Sanchez.
Jub Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Caleb Luster.
Katie Ross.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Kerwin.
Lauren Malang.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matt Halley.
Matthew Lizama.
Me making you say things makes me feel powerful and more importantly so happy. Heart emoji. Thanks so much. I love you guys.
Michael Rowland.
Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch, parentheses, for the love of all things Chine, will someone please just hire Nolan Murphy, and parentheses.
Nate Porteous, and Irene, now's your time to shine.
Nolan Murphy got that second dose in vain, and also his search for employment has been in vain.
So So the first one, V-E-I-N. The second one, V-A-I-N. That's our patron, Nolan Murphy. He's been unemployed for his entire membership. And so he changes it week to week. P.
Phoenix McVernon.
Riley and Spa fan account.
Rooster Williams.
Sedant from now on.
Sedant or sad ant.
Oh,
ant.
Yeah.
It's space ant.
That's, you're right.
Sedant.
Sad ant from now on makes way more sense.
Sam Adams.
Huh. Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildev.
Slick Ricky.
Spencer.
Steph Cass.
Steve Fewa.
Theo Giesen.
TR aka Gulia aka Penis McGinty.
Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
Yyler Garvey, new patron.
So thank you guys all so much for subscribing at the highest tier. If you guys would also like access to bonus comedy content, exclusive merch, cameo shoutouts, VIP, Zoom parties, etc., you can subscribe at patreon.com/RileyandJeff. We'll see you guys again next week. Any parting wisdom teeth, Irene?
Do something even if it's not perfect yet.
Ooh, love that.
That's really good. All right, arrivederci.
Chi?
That was a HeadGum Original.